Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following news report.
And now for local news. Renovations began today on the Northridge Town Hall. All new additions to the town hall were designed by Byron Lang. Mr. Lang is famous for using dramatic columns and arches in his architectural work, features that he will also incorporate into this building. Officials are expecting the building to reopen next year. Once that happens, tours will be given every weekend so that town residents can come and see the changes.
Number 71. What is the news report mainly about? Number 72. Who is Byron Lang? Number 73. What does the speaker say will be provided next year? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Before we end our meeting, I'd like to announce that we're going to have a central air conditioning system installed. It's a big investment for a small company like ours, but ultimately it'll make everyone in the office much more comfortable. Anyway, installation is scheduled for this weekend. It'll require drilling into the ceiling, which will make a bit of a mess, so the company that's doing the installation has given us enough plastic sheets to cover everyone's workspace. You can pick yours up in the mailroom anytime. Just please remember to cover your desk with it before you leave on Friday.
Number 74. What will be installed this weekend? Number 75. According to the speaker, why is the change being made? Number 76. What should the listeners do before they leave work on Friday? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I called this meeting to demonstrate the new software program we'll be using to manage client contracts. With this software, you'll be able to create new client accounts, update information quickly, and send contracts by email to be signed electronically. However, some clients may still request a paper copy of their contract, so please assure them that they'll also receive an official copy in the mail. We want to switch over to this new software next week, so please pay close attention during the demonstration. I had to read through the manual twice. Let's get started.
Number 77. Why has the speaker arranged the meeting? Number 78. What should the listeners assure clients about? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
I had to read through the manual twice.
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
This online tutorial is created by PRG Electronics Company to help you understand how to discard the hard drive from your old computer. The first step is to remove the hard drive from inside your laptop computer. Next, print a shipping label from our website. Then affix the label you printed on a padded envelope and place the hard drive in it. Finally, take the package to your local post office. For every hard drive returned, we offer a 10% discount on your next purchase from us.
Number 80. What type of business created the tutorial? Number 81. According to the speaker, what should the listeners print out? Number 82. What does the speaker offer to the listeners? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're here to discuss plans for a new product. We've decided to branch out from our successful line of organic juices and add an organic sports drink. The drink will have all natural ingredients and will come in different fruit flavors. We conducted a survey and found that 80% of our customers prefer beverages made with all natural ingredients, so we feel confident that they'll buy a new organic drink from us. We haven't decided on a name for the new product yet. If you have any ideas, please submit them by Friday.
Number 83. What has the company decided to do? Number 84. What did a survey indicate about customers? Number 85. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Noemi. I'm calling about some customer service issues. Paper production has been steadily increasing over the past year. According to the most recent survey results, our customers do like the quality of our 100% recycled paper. However, I've been receiving complaints from clients about late deliveries because YS Delivery Service cannot fulfill our orders on time. It may cost us more, but we should definitely resolve this issue. You're familiar with Fox International Deliveries, aren't you? I've heard good things about them.
Number 86. What type of business does the speaker work in? Number 87. According to the survey results, what do customers like about the speaker's company? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"You're familiar with Fox International Deliveries, aren't you?"
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Stella. This is Marco. It's about 5:30 and I'm just leaving the office supply store on 10th Street. They have the keyboards we're looking for, but unfortunately the computer cables we need are sold out. But they're available at their other store location across town. That store closes at 6 and it's pretty far from here. I don't think it will delay our work if I pick them up tomorrow. By the way, I forgot to follow up with the job candidate we selected. Could you call and schedule her to interview next Monday?
Number 89. What is the speaker shopping for? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It's pretty far from here"?
Number 91. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon. Your CEO here at Yorktown Department Store requested that my marketing firm make some recommendations based on current fashion trends. This will help you make smart decisions about what clothes to sell and when. We get information about the latest fashion trends by following screen and music stars on social media, just as your customers do. We noticed that you've been selling your line of winter clothes too early in the year. Most celebrities don't start wearing winter outfits until mid-October, but you've been displaying your winter collections beginning in September. I'd recommend holding the winter line until October.
Number 92. What industry does the speaker work in? Number 93. How does the speaker say she stays informed about current trends? Number 94. What does the speaker suggest changing? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and advertisement.
Hi, everyone. I just met with our financial advisors. It looks like the construction work on the park has run over budget. There were some unanticipated problems with the electrical work, and I had to pay the contractor for additional hours in order to meet our August 12th opening date. This means we can no longer afford to offer as many special events this summer. Since the park will likely be busier on weekends, I've decided to cancel the recurring Wednesday event. We still need to let our advertising firm know so they can update our promotional materials. I plan to give them a call this afternoon.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which special event was canceled? Number 97. What will the speaker do this afternoon? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, Louise. I met with the marketing manager at Kumar Construction this morning. Great news. They want our company to design their new website. I'm concerned, though, because we have so many new people on staff right now who have little experience. This would be their first big web design project. Mr. Kumar, the owner, wants to discuss a design with us next week, but you and I should meet before then. Let's get together after the director strategy meeting in the afternoon. Also, could you do me a favor? Could you look at the budget for this project? I need to submit it for approval by the end of the week. Thanks.
Number 98. What is the speaker concerned about? Number 99. Look at the graphic. When does the speaker suggest meeting? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.